Hello, it's me, the M, the I, the K, to the E, hailing from the D, the Y, to the T. That's the abbreviation for the city called Dayton, and I'm sending you good sensations and vibrations. And remember, I'm just saying, I want to talk to you from the subject today of let's get weird. Let's get weird. I remember seeing a shirt that said, let's get weird. And I'm just want to talk to you. And I come to you from a place of love and a place of inspiration. And here's the thing. Right now, you, the one who is self-proclaimed weird, is talking about yourself. And weird is your form of weird. Okay, for example, you may be quiet. You may be what they call nerdy or geeky. But oh, let's not get it twisted. There's no confusion in the choosing. I'm nerdy by nature, but geeky by choice. So let's just put that disclaimer out there for me. So you're calling yourself nerdy. People are calling you nerdy. These are these people that you probably shouldn't even listen to in the first place. But the funny thing about it is you're thinking your nerdiness or whatever your thing is turning people off. But there's actually somebody who likes your nerdy, socially awkward self. They like really are looking for you. You're sitting there rubbing your thighs, scratching your forearm, looking left to right, right to left. And there's somebody that's looking at you and they're like, oh, that's my person. And it's funny because you're thinking that it's going to be always what relates to you or what's like you. So the funny thing about it, you may be nerdy, you may be whatever. And here you come, somebody from the urban environment, which is my people, my roots, hood nerd, happy hypnotic hood nerd, if you want to call it what it really is and just be Judgment Day honest. And they're like, hey, look at them. They're pretty quirky. They're pretty, you know, cool. I like that. That's funny. Hey, let me talk to them. They're nothing like what I'm used to talking to. They're not a cookie cutter. They're not an exact replica of what I am. This is different. I can walk on the wild side. And you, urban person who is sitting there like, oh, man, you know, I can't mess with them. And you're sitting there saying to yourself, you know, in my most urban voice that I can say, oh, man, I don't know, man. Shoot, I don't know about them. You know, I stay 10 toes down and whoop-de-woo and blase blah. And, you know, and you're sitting there worried that because you come from that environment, because that's who you are, that they don't want you. That little nerdy person is walking up to you and you're like, oh, shoot, why are they not running? Why are they not scared? And they're like, why are they thinking that I should be scared? You know, they're actually hawking on you. They're like liking you. Liking on you, I should say. And you're thinking that they shouldn't on you, but they are liking on you. And you're saying, oh man, this is crazy. And you're making all these excuses, not just the urban people, but there's other categories. There's certain people like, oh man, I'm too fat, I'm too whatever, I'm too skinny, I'm too old, I'm too bald, I'm too whatever the case may be. But the funny thing about that is that person is thinking the exact opposite of what you're thinking. So every excuse that you're making, let's do this. Let's add the word So here you go, because you're like, oh, I'm skinny, but they may like them skinnier. I'm fat, they might like them fatter. I'm old, they might like them older. Whatever the thing is that you're using as an excuse, let's just add to it. Because right now, quite frankly, I'm sick of people not going for what they want. I'm sick of people making excuses. Just imagine me at whatever place it is, the dating agency or whatever the case may be. And I'm sitting there and they're like, I'm just fed up and I'm yelling because some of us are just flat out hurting our own campaigns with what we're doing and what we're saying and what we're feeling. And just imagine me again as the motivational speaker and I'm seeing you, and I'm hearing you making these excuses. And then after you're making these excuses, I'm sitting there just like yelling, and they're like, wow, the motivational speaker has lost it. This is funny. He needs some motivation. All because you've driven me crazy from talking about yourself. I guess that you believe that because it's you that you're talking about, that it's okay. But hey, wait a minute. If you're talking about yourself, you're still talking about somebody that I care about. And since you're talking about somebody that I care about, I have to come after you. Bygone are the days that I'm going to let you talk about yourself and that you're going to talk about yourself. And I forgot to add something else. The minute somebody said, hey, do you need motivational speaking, motivational speaker or inspirer? That's the time I lost it and I chased you around the seminar building. That's all I want you to realize is that a lot of times the best things or the things that maybe you may declare are weird about you are the very things that draw and magnetize people. And not only that, there may be another person who's a self-proclaimed weirdo as you think that you are, and they're looking for you. You're going to say, I mean, call me weird, but, and then they're going to say to themselves, this is my person. They're just weird like me. You're going to have one big weird fest. And I'm saying that again out of a place of love because your weirdness is your wonder. Your weirdness is your wonder. Where you come into the land of Mike Believe, a place that makes Emerald City look like a pile of green rock. Never, never land wish that it never existed in the first place. And Wonderland wonder why it was created at all. And I encourage you to dream like you'll live forever, but live like you'll die today. I quit!